When I grew up, I got a gun. I got a badge. I started a hunt. He got over on me. No one gets over on me. Stop. Freeze there.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We're Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott.
And I'm Joe.
Hey, Joe, what are we doing today?
Oh, before and after reviews.
Oh, yeah, before and after
reviews. It's our first one of the new year.
That's right. This is where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after the movie. Spoiler-free, we say, and unless we choose our mind, you know, choose to warn you and say, hey,
yeah,
spoilers.
We'll warn you if it's like,
this is going to be one of those movies I don't think it's going to need any spoilers. Because that's the whole point of a movie like this.
Yeah.
We're talking about the G-Butts classic, Den of Thieves 2.
I like the way you said that. It was very, like,
I should
spooky.
Say, Den of Thieves 2, Pantera.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. yeah, this is coming after, what is it, like a seven-year hiatus since the first one.
Wow, it's been 7 years?
Yeah, 2018, I believe.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is directed and written by the same director and writer of that movie, Christian Gudegast, I believe that's how you pronounce his name.
Say it again?
Gudegast?
Huh, I like that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm doing it any justice. I'm probably butchering it.
I'm not even
going
to look it up. I think you sounded wonderful.
He also wrote, look, let's face facts. If anybody follows the show and listens to us, I appreciate it. But if you do, there's one thing that you should know about us. We really like G-Butts.
We do.
Gerard Butler, we have a fandom of him. And I don't know why. I think this goes into our talking trash show as well. We just really enjoy this guy. I don't know what it is. He's like the new Bruce Willis to me.
I think so too.
You know what?
That's a good way to put it.
He does these weird random films, and a lot of them are action films, and I just really enjoy watching him kick people's ass. You know, just kicking ass.
Yes, and also he kicks Geostorm's asses too.
He kicks everything's ass.
And
so many things.
Because he shops at the rope store.
What?
The callback, isn't it?
Again, that's not Geostorm.
It's not Geostorm?
No, that's...
It is,
it was the
though.
One with the killer tornado.
Oh.
Or a hurricane. Called Hurricane Heist.
Oh, Hurricane Heist. He wasn't in that?
Is he in that?
He is.
Oh,
I thought he did that one, too.
He's in a lot of movies that we enjoy. And you know what's funny is the reason I brought this up, because this writer also wrote a movie we watched last year with him. And the only reason we even saw it is we saw G-Butts was on the film. And we were like, oh, G-Butts is in this film? And so was the...
No, it was Ryan Kwanten from True Blood. Sorry. It wasn't G-Butts.
Okay. Hey.
But I want it to be G-Butts.
He was in Geostorm, though.
Yeah, he is in Geostorm.
But yeah, he was in another movie called Plane that we saw last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the same writer of this film.
And I liked it.
I think we kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think we enjoyed the other actor in it who plays Luke Cage. We watched Evil.
We love him.
Yeah, we really like him. And we thought that they had a good chemistry.
Mike
it was
Coulter.
Interesting. Mike Coulter.
Mike Coulter.
So yeah, I here's something I guess we should also say. We really shockingly, because I think there was a time where you were like, not on board with my G-Butts love.
Okay, I'm going to tell you that you're wrong, because I liked him since he was in Phantom of the Opera.
We've enjoyed him. I know a lot of people don't like Phantom
people
of the Opera, which
that
is weird.
He's in that. They forget all about him being in that. Like,
yeah, I don't know why. He's actually pretty good in it.
I thought he was really good in it.
Yeah, I don't know why people don't like it. The guy can do everything.
He has made some crap, though.
I think that's what I said. It links over to Talking Trash.
Did we do Geostorm on Talking Trash?
No. No.
No, we did Hurricane Heist.
We've never done one of it. No, neither one of
no,
those movies.
No, we didn't. I thought we did.
We haven't done any of his movies on Talking Trash.
That can't be
because,
right.
Because we don't even, do we even see him as a trash talking movie? I think even the ones we don't like, we're kind of like, okay, I kind of enjoyed it because G-Butts is in it.
No, man, I think you're wrong. There's got to be some piece of crap.
We haven't done it, though, on the show. But that's why I said a kind of crossover, because I think that he makes movies that are kind of, he makes them entertaining.
He does.
He kind of elevates his crap.
Even with his painted on abs and all that silliness.
Wow, that's a really long ago cut.
I know, but they were all painted on.
They weren't. They just, they accentuated it. He wasn't good shape in that movie.
He was.
We're talking about 300, by the way.
They all were.
Yeah, but we here's the thing. When we watched Den of Thieves, I think you were like, oh, G-Butts movie? and I said, look, I'm on board with G-Butts. And we like a mystery. And we like a cop drama. Like, yes, a cop mystery movie. And so we watched G-Butts doing this Den of Thieves movie, and we really enjoyed it. We were kind of shocked by it. We were like, this is actually quite good.
I really was shocked by it.
So when I saw there was a sequel coming out, which I thought would never happen because the ending of that movie left it open, I never thought it would come back. And so here we are.
Here we are.
And I love the trailer. Instantly got me when they had G-Butts like washed up. He looks like he's been drinking for a long time. And he's like, look, I want revenge. I want to become a villain now with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait a minute. O'Shea Jackson and him are going to be helping each other. I mean, I know that's the thing here I'm looking forward to is the twist, but I'm on board. I'm on board.
Yeah, I'm on board too. I mean, we do know, I'm looking at his resume right now, and I mean, G-Butts, and he has made some crazy stuff. Rain of Fire, we did not care for that.
I have never seen Rain of Fire. Is this the dragon film?
Yes, we did see it.
I have never seen this film.
Why am I getting all his movies confused with other movies? I'm not doing well tonight.
Yeah, I think you have seen the Dragon movie.
I feel like I have.
When it came out, but I wasn't there. That was when your other men.
Oh, all my other men?
Yeah, it was before me.
Jesus Christ. Well.
BS. Before Scott.
There was never a before you. So, anyway.
Well, we think we should revisit it on Talking Trash.
Okay.
Ring of Fire, a movie I haven't seen about people fighting dragons in today's time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just sounds epic.
Rain of Fire, yeah. And then this one I'm not ever going to see, ever, because I can't stand Katherine Heigl, but it's The Ugly Truth.
I heard it's not that bad.
Did we ever see that one?
No, I haven't seen it.
I don't think so. I don't like her. She's an asshole.
Well, let's not get off too far off.
All right, anyway, so we're going to go see this movie tonight, and, you know, I really like...
What's your hopes? What are you hoping it's as good as the first one?
Yeah, I think it's going to be as good as the first one. And I do like Doughboy Jr. I call him Doughboy Jr., I said that to a coworker today, and he didn't get the reference. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? Haven't you ever seen Boys in the Hood?
I'm struggling to get you on track here, woman.
Sorry. You know, it's been a kind of day. Just forgive me. It's my first one back, and it's been that kind of day. I just got stuck in bumper to bumper for an hour and a half, and I'm kind of zonked.
I believe it.
Blasted. Anyway. All right. So, yeah, I think it's going to be as good as the last one.
Thank you. Good comeback. I didn't know if you knew what we were talking about.
Yeah, I sure do. It's Den of Thieves Pantera.
Not that. I hope you remember we were talking about that. I was actually talking about the would you like it better? What's your hopes?
My hopes, I'm going to come out of this with a 7. That's how strong I feel about this one.
Okay, I think that's what we gave the first one.
I like the trailer, and there's really nothing going on in the trailer. But
The trailer looks pretty rad. Gunfights and cars going off cliffs.
Well, they put the best stuff in the trailer usually, and I always say to myself, okay, well, they usually put the best things there, and then when you get to the movie, it's like, eh.
Yeah.
Well, I have a feeling it's going to be, you know, continuously 7.
All right. Well, that's a high hope. So I'm agreeing with you. I'm hoping it's going to be just as good as the last one.
Yeah, I think it will be. It's going to be fun. It'll be a fun ride either way because we like both these actors.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to some twisty action. We've been on a roll with watching like Oscar nominated films.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into
the dramas have been hitting. They really have. We've been watching some really good ones, Sebastian Stan and all that stuff. So yeah, we're good. All right. I'm positive. I'm going to like it. Okay.
All right. Let's go check this out.
Grab a seat. Cracks me up when people pull guns on people. You're not a killer. I am.
Word around the LA streets is that they fired your ass.
I'm broke. And I'm sick of being a hunter. So your next job, I'm gonna do it with you. Set it up.
These streets, they're different. And if a mistake is made, only blood is paid.
It's not about the money. It's about the challenge.
Stand by.
Can I get in and get out?
3, 2, 1.
Without anyone even knowing I was there. You feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
And the cop goes gangster.
And we're back. We just saw the movie. And so what's your thoughts?
I really enjoyed this one. Just like I knew I would. I had a good time with it. I thought it was fun. There was a moment there where I was like, okay, this is dragging a smidge. But then it picked up quickly. So
My first thought was very reminiscent of old Michael Mann films where a lot of more character stuff, more building of, you know, relationships and understanding who these people are and trying to get to more of a dissection of heroes and villains in what real life settings are instead of what we see heroes and villains are, you know, as.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are just people in gray areas.
You think so? Because I feel like a lot of the time I felt that we were supposed to be rooting for the villain or villains.
It depends on how you look at it. Yeah, that's exactly
like,
right.
At some point I was like, which side am I on here?
Exactly. And the movie explores that. I think Michael Mann has done a lot like Heat and, you know, stuff like that where you're really exploring what does it take?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the psychological toll it takes on being a hero.
Yeah.
Or a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny to say hero when you talk about more of a real life scenario. But I think that's that's what they're trying to explore. And I really, really like it. And this movie was less of the twists and turns of the first one, more or less of that twist.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is more of a, you know, again, a character drama mixed in with a heist film.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I really, really enjoyed that. I think these are the kind of films that I feel like are missing a lot from cinema.
I think so too. We need more of these.
I really do. I feel like these kinds of police drama or these like heist films feel getting lesser, while also the ones that do kind of come out are kind of being too stylized. I really enjoy those movies that take it back, like tone it down.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this movie did that. I feel like I will agree that you're right, that it could be seen as a more, there could be a little bit of a dull area in there and there could be like dragging it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see like some casual audiences not being into that.
Right. There's when you're kind of going on an upward pace and then all of a sudden you drop really like quickly into dialogue and slow times, you can kind of feel the size around you, you know, like
casual audience, like, where they're just like maybe people leave,
yeah, like they're talking, like, oh god, they're talking, you know, like,
yeah,
this
exactly.
Isn't a Vin Diesel movie, you guys, you know, so like there's gonna be some what I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know, it's all nonstop action with this guy. You don't even take a breath or come up for air.
That's true.
But like, yeah, but there's a little bit of a kind of like a lagging here, you know, for a little bit. But I really like the dynamic of the characters together in this.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought they all worked out really well together.
Yeah. I think they did really well at establishing like each person. You kind of like get to know these people, even if they don't have a lot of screen time.
Right.
You know, because they're dedicating it to more O'Shea Jackson and more of G-Butts.
Mm-hmm.
But the others all are kind of getting, you get a sense of everybody.
Yeah.
What they mean to each other, what their motivations are, you know, what their worries are. And I think they did it. That's the kind of movie I really like, where you kind of absorb me into that world where I really don't blink during it. You know, I'm really just like, I'm sucked in. You got me. This movie didn't kick me out once. I will say I agree where I can see the areas where it was like, okay.
Yeah, we had a couple of those moments where I was like, okay, we're having some downtime. It's going to pick up in a minute.
And it did.
And the pace went back to normal. But it does take you out for like those brief moments. It takes you out a little bit and then you get sucked back in because then you're on the edge of your seat the whole rest of the time.
Yeah.
So it kind of, it was okay. The pacing, it wasn't perfect, but it worked out in the end. It all came together just fine. And I like the two of them together. They were good.
Oh, yeah. Wow. G-Buzz is doing a lot of acting in his face, like just a lot of facial acting.
I think he did good.
And it's he does it really well.
Yep.
You feel like every ounce of pain or choice in his face.
Mm-hmm.
And also when he's doing the comedy stuff or the likability stuff. Really good.
It is so good.
Yeah.
And he comes off as this, like, you know what he reminded me a little bit in this, and I think they're doing it on purpose, was like some sweaty old tourist.
you know? I can see, yeah, that's definitely, he's playing kind of that character. He's supposed to be like Joe Everyman.
Yes.
But it's like, I would say that what I read in him is like, kind of like the cowboy, the Western cowboy, but in modern times, you know, like grizzled.
I can see that. Yeah.
He's but been like, through stuff.
He's always sweaty and drunk.
Yeah. It's that, you know? Well, yeah. And he's probably going to do the good thing, the right thing. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
and that's what I really enjoy. And I know a lot of people always talk about Westerns and they don't like them. And I always say the modern Westerns are kind of the movies I really enjoy. So I'm realizing that I really enjoy Westerns because at the end of the day, they fundamentally are these character studies, like these following a guy, making choices and getting into a gunfight. So it's like a build to a showdown. And I think that this is why I would say I bring this up because I feel like this movie does do that.
Yeah.
And I think I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, I really enjoy Westerns. And I enjoy these kinds of characters, these archetypes. Like, and I think that G-Butts, he's been doing a really good job of being those characters in movies. And
he's done a lot. He's done a lot of different.
I wonder if he's actually done an old Western, like an actual Western movie.
No.
Because he would be really good at it.
I didn't see anything like that on his resume, but I don't know, maybe he did. Maybe I missed it.
He really should be.
He should, yeah. I think he's great. I mean, every time I see him in a movie, I kind of like him more. And I want to see everything that he does. He's very intriguing to me, as is O'Shea. I think that he actually put out a lot of range in this movie because he kind of came through, you know, like, I don't know, it was just different. It was different than the other movies I've seen him in.
Yeah, especially like when he was doing a French character.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't want to say, like, because, I mean, the movie does take place in other countries and stuff. But, you know, he has like a little accent and he does it really well. And I was waiting for, every time someone that I know is American is doing some kind of accent, I wait for it to slip. Like, I'm always like trying to listen. Like, oh no, he slipped. But I didn't catch it.
Yeah, I mean, I will say that in the movie a couple times that he'll go out and then he won't be in his French character. And I'm like, what if someone saw him?
Right, that's true.
I mean, there was stuff like that in the movie where I was like, I guess they just kind of moved on from that.
Yeah, there's a couple things in the movie that I was also like, okay, that's a little, I have some questions, but we'll talk about that off pod. But this movie overall was very enjoyable to me. And I don't know what the runtime was. Like, what was it, like,
If I had a guess, 2 hours and 10 minutes, if I had a guess.
Let me see how close you are, sir. Let me see how close you are.
I guess we should also check out if Gerard Butler has his own company, his production company called, what was it called? something. Oh, it was like
G Force. No,
no, it was something with a B again.
Oh, G Beast something. Yeah. Oh God, I don't know what it was. But oh wow, 2 hours 24 minutes.
Oh okay. Wow.
Runtime. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
But you know, it's fine because I was on this ride the whole time. I didn't feel as though I was like, okay, no, I'm gonna go home. I didn't feel like that.
Yeah, I appreciated this film. I really did. I really felt that kind of itch that I don't know if in 2024 I had that itch scratched with like one of these type of movies. But yeah. I kind of really enjoy these movies. And I always kind of look forward to movies like this. I would say that if I had cons, I will say that it's odd to talk about because cinematography was really good. Directing was pretty damn good. When they were doing action, like when they did their shootout or their action scene, very well done.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool looking. I will say that in the story, there are some elements that I would say are a little sloppy. There's a couple things in particular that were confusing to me in the sense of, why is this happening? Why would these people do this and why would they do that?
Right, yeah.
And why wouldn't they do this? And so I thought that was a little weak. And again, we'll talk about that off, you know, no spoilers or anything. I think if that was probably the element that was really kicking me out. And I would say there's two probably groups besides our main character groups.
Mm-hmm.
That these other two groups were like questionable in their motivations and stuff like that. And then maybe that was the weakest element.
Yeah, it's crazy because a movie like this, you're watching it and, you know, you have to realize at some point that like you're digging what's happening on the screen, but these are all bad people.
I mean, like, kind
they're
of
bad
kind,
people. Kind of, yeah, it's like, you know,
it's so questionable.
It's like
who is the good person?
Yeah, who is
here?
The good
who's
person
the
here?
Person
who's
here?
The bad person here? But like, are you supposed to be rooting for any of these people? Like, because at some point
like
I found myself like, okay, I'm going to hell because I'm like rooting for these people that are bad, and I'm like, oh, whoops.
and that's what I was trying to talk about with the gray area, because I feel like all these characters, and I think good cinema is really saying like, isn't everybody kind of gray?
True.
Like everybody has those choices. Not anybody is just like evil.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever. They all have these gray areas where even they have moments of whatever. And I think that this kind of movies like this kind of explore that really smart, like really clever.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say like, I don't think anybody in this movie was bad. I think that they had gray areas. And there's like a scene where it was like a heartfelt moment between two characters where they're explaining themselves. And I was like, this is the kind of stuff. Who are these people? Why did they become the way they are? And the movie goes, hey, this is how.
Mm-hmm.
Just a simple, this thing did something to me when I was young or when I was or whatever. And I never got over it. And I think that's a really cool and clever, interesting thing to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's really well done in movies when they can do that. And it just feels genuine,
like fluid and yeah. Like it's easy, it just comes easy. Yeah, I get it.
There was one other thing I wanted to mention, what I liked, and as a positive, this movie doesn't hold your hand.
No,
it's telling a story. It's very this one I would say is very simple to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And what I liked is they'll flash to something, but they're not telling you exactly what you're watching in that moment. And then it's not like it's a big twist or anything like that, but they're peppering in these things. It's like, okay, when we get to the finale, you'll understand that bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you paid attention, otherwise it might not even matter. It just happened. And I kind of like that a lot, but I will say that it's kind of like, it's small things. Nothing is too big. It's all kind of like these smaller bits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's so grand, which I feel like it could have easily been. And maybe it would have pushed me over in my review even higher.
Mm-hmm.
If it did go out on these grand moments, these really like powerful bits. But I think it's just kind of perfect for what it is.
Yeah. I don't think this is the type of movie that needs all the flashbangs and all that stuff. I think that it does pretty well, you know, just going on that even track of just letting things flow out normally. Like, it doesn't need to be a spectacle. Even though there are moments in this that are like, whoa, holy crap, you know? There's no need for, you know, razzle-dazzle in this movie, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
What would you say that you would rate this movie?
I'm definitely giving this a 7.
Yeah, me too.
Like I said, there could have been those elements that would have made it even more, you know, just really pushed it above.
Yeah.
And had like standout moments where you knew this was going to be like, everybody's going to talk about this. And I don't think it gets there. I think it's one of those movies that people who want to watch it and know about it will enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it'll be one of those lingering, everybody likes it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not a grand spectacle of a, you know, crazy, a car crashes and, you know, knockout fights and all sorts of things. It's not like that. It's a different kind of movie, but it's like, it's just inviting either way. You know, like I still feel I was like on the edge of my seat the whole time. So I definitely give this a 7 too. I say go see it.
Yeah, it's without a doubt. It's if you like that kind of thing, I think this is definitely on that list of worth a watch.
Yeah, because we like the first Den of Thieves. I mean, I thought that movie was really good, and so I was like, okay, well, why would this one be? You know, sometimes they go through that, like, what do you call it, sophomore slump for TV shows and stuff like that. Maybe sophomore slump or a sequel would not be so good, but you never know. This one did. It was good.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the original versus the sequel, because what I really enjoy is, I would say the sequel is a little more toned down, a little more of exploring who they were.
Yeah.
Because in the first one, I feel like it was like rushing. There was a lot going on. It's heavy. There's all these things happening, and there's these twists and turns and stuff. And this one was like, nope, let's tone it down a little bit. Let's just get to know these people, like what they're doing. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And as two movies go, pretty good. I would say this movie's on par with the first one.
Yeah, I think so too. Because I gave the other one a 7 also.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I like the two of them together, O'Shea and G-Butts. I like them.
Yeah, this could have easily been a buddy cop film that they weren't had any relevance to the Den of Thieves. They could have just made a buddy cop film, and I still probably would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know? I would love to watch another movie with the two of them together. Yeah. But yeah, that's it. That's what we got for you. I liked it. Go see it.
Yeah, it's a recommendation.
Yep.
All right. As always, thanks for listening, and hit us up on social media. We'd love to hear your opinions on it. Hit us up on Instagram at The Crafty Misfit, and me at, that's Joe, and me at Just Another Movie Night. So, until next time, have a good one. Bye.
Marlboro Man. How'd you guys meet?
Prison. Tinder, actually.